Chapter 2. August 1974. They sat on Dusander's back porch under a cloudless, smiling sky. Todd was wearing jeans, Keds, and his Little League shirt. Dusander was wearing a baggy gray shirt and shapeless khaki pants held up with suspenders. Wino pants, Todd thought, with private contempt. They looked like they had come straight from a box at the back of the Salvation Army store downtown. He was really going to have to do something about the way Dusander dressed when he was at home. It spoiled some of the fun. The two of them were eating Big Macs that Todd had brought in his bike basket, pedaling fast so they wouldn't get cold. Todd was sipping a Coke through a plastic straw. Dusander had a glass of bourbon. His old man's voice rose and fell, papery, hesitant, sometimes nearly inaudible. His faded blue eyes, threaded with the usual snaps of red, were never still. An observer might have thought them grandfather and grandson, the latter perhaps attending some rite of passage, a handing down. "And that's all I remember," Dusander finished presently, and took a large bite of his sandwich. McDonald's secret sauce dribbled down his chin.
"You can do better than that," Todd said softly.
Dusander took a large swallow from his glass.
"The uniforms were made of paper," he said finally, almost snarling. "When one inmate died, the uniform was passed on if it could still be worn. Sometimes one paper uniform could dress as many as 40 inmates. I received high marks for my frugality."
"From Glucks?"
"From Himmler."
"But there was a clothing factory in Patton. You told me that just last week. Why didn't you have the uniforms made there? The inmates themselves could have made them."
"The job of the factory in Patton was to make uniforms for German soldiers. And as for us..."
Dusander's voice faltered for a moment, and then he forced himself to go on.
"We were not in the business of rehabilitation," he finished.
Todd smiled his broad smile.
"Enough for today. Please, my throat is sore."
"You shouldn't smoke so much then,"
Todd said, continuing to smile.
"Tell me some more about the uniforms."
"Which? Inmate or SS?"
Dusander's voice was resigned. Smiling, Todd said,
"Both."